Amen, church. Good to see all of you here in the house of the Lord this Sunday morning. And I'm still a little bit raspy, but I tell you what, I feel tremendously, tremendously better than I did last Sunday. And so I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see all of you here as well on this special day in the life of a church as we come to set aside and set apart a new deacon here at First Baptist Church. And so what a wonderful time of celebration this is going to be, and a wonderful time of participation with you as the church body here in attendance today. So I invite you to take your Bibles out with me this morning and turn with me over to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 6. And in Acts chapter 6, we're going to read about a special event that occurred in the life of the early church and a specific institution which we see being begun here in Acts chapter 6 for a very specific reason, because the Lord had need of servants in his church. So Acts chapter 6, well, I'll begin in verse number 1. So would you please stand with me this morning as we honor the reading of God's word. Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says there, "Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, 'It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.' And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith." Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before you this morning at a very special point in the life of this church. Just as there was a very special point in the life of the church here that we read about in Acts chapter 6. Father, there are those times when we need servants, specially dedicated to serving those within the body. And so, Father, we pray that this day would be the beginning of a very special ministry, the ministry of a servant, the ministry of a deacon here at First Baptist Church. And so, God, we ask your blessings upon our new deacon, Mr. Brandon Allen, as we set him aside unto you this morning. We ask your blessings upon his wife, and we ask your blessings upon this church, that the church would stand behind this man in his ministry, that they would support him fully in his decisions and in his service unto you. For that is what is ultimately at stake here, Father, your glory and your will being done among your people. And so, Father, may we be encouraged from your word this morning, and may we be inspired to all be servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Today we are gathered here as a church to ordain the following man, Mr. Brandon Allen. Brandon, I came to know years ago. Matter of fact, I came to know him shortly after I became the pastor here at the church almost 8 years ago. And Brandon has kind of been on the fringe elements in those early years. But God has done a wonderful thing in Brandon's life. First of all, God saved his soul. Amen, church? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice on the cross, has brought new life and an eternal life with him forever for Mr. Brandon Allen. And what a wonderful change has taken place in this man. He has now become a follower of Jesus Christ, a disciple of our Lord and Savior, and one who seeks to serve him for all of his days here on this earth until he sees Jesus face to face. And what a wonderful transformation this has been. Brandon's nomination to the office of deacon was put forward by the existing deacon body here at the church in consultation with myself. And then Brandon was unanimously voted by the church body at large to serve as our next deacon here at First Baptist. So today we come to set this man apart for this special service unto the Lord and to bless both him and his wife in their future endeavors. Let me begin this morning by briefly describing and discussing this term deacon, this word that we use in our English language, deacon. You see, the term deacon is a term which is our English transliteration of the Greek word diakonos. Everybody say diakonos with me. Diakonos. This Greek word is found some 29 times in the New Testament. It's usually either translated either as minister or as servants. But it's translated in our English Bibles as deacon on three separate occasions. These occasions are found in Philippians 1 verse 1, 1 Timothy 3, 8, and again in 1 Timothy 3 verse number 12. Now it's important for us to understand that when God calls people to serve in His church, He looks for those whose hearts are right with Him. Now, seeing that this morning we are going to appoint into the office of deacon this man as a servant of this congregation, it would do us all well, and we would all be well if we were all involved in this process, both the members here at First Baptist Church and this man. We are to remember what is expected of this office. So I want to speak to you this morning, particularly you, Brandon, of what is expected of the office of deacon here at First Baptist Church and what is expected from the Word of God. You see, I believe that there is a fourfold ministry, a fourfold expectation of this office, and they are as follows. As a deacon, you are to be a servant unto the faithful. As a deacon, you are to be a defender of the faith that has been handed down. As a deacon, you are to be an evangelist who shares his faith regularly. And as a deacon, you are to be the standard bearer before others as they live out their faith. You are to walk as an example. Brandon, I would ask you to rise at this moment. Brandon, you are to be a servant unto the faithful here at First Baptist Church. You see, the prototype of this office of deacon is found right here in this passage in Acts chapter 6. And I want you to notice, church, that these men were set aside by the church in Jerusalem to serve tables. What does it mean to serve tables that we read about right here? You see, there was a particular problem that arose there in the first church. There were the Hellenistic widows that were being left out of the daily distribution concerning their temporal needs. There are people in our church, in our congregation, with temporal needs. Needs for love. Needs for support. Needs for service unto them. Needs for assistance and help. The apostles in this day, they saw the situation that was taking place. They understood that this was not a good situation. And so they wisely called the church together. And they told the church, instructed the church there, to pick out from among themselves seven men to be appointed over this business. Brandon, just like these seven men were appointed servants in the church of Jerusalem, so too have you been called to be a servant here at First Baptist Church in Roanoke Rapids. So what is a servant? And what is he to be today? A servant is a waiter. That's what serving tables actually means. One who is a waiter, an attendant, and one who runs errands or tends to duties concerning the temporal things for the church. Today, you are being set aside, Brandon, as this diakonos, a servant. So be aware of the task that is set before you, for it is not to be taken lightly, but rather in great respect. For you see, the Lord has placed you here in this office. Therefore, you are to serve Him with a humble mindset, following the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Himself, who taught us the meaning of humility, and He expressed it to His own disciples. We read about this expression of humility in John chapter 13, where we see the Lord of glory, even the Most High One Himself, even He performed the most menial task of washing the feet of the disciples. Here we see the Lord of glory humbling Himself fully and washing the feet of those whom He loved. He would even take this humbling of Himself a step further by humbling Himself to the point of death. The Bible says, even the death of the cross. Serve with a humble heart, Brandon. Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28, Jesus said this. He said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." We see two key words in that passage: serve and slave. Servant and slave. Diakonos and doulos. Brandon, you are to be both. The servant of the faithful here at First Baptist Church and the slave of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. I therefore charge you, Deacon Brandon, to be a true servant of this church. Not only are you to serve the faithful, Brandon, but you are to be a defender of the faith. Within this passage of Scripture, we witness the ongoing story of the man who is mentioned first here that was chosen. His name is Stephen. And if we were to read a little bit further into the text, we see how Stephen gives a bold defense of the faith that had been imparted to him. This was in despite of the difficult situation that he was facing and the opposition that stood all around him. Brandon, just like Stephen, there will be times both inside the church and outside of the church in which you will be put into the situation of defending the faith that has been handed down. For that reason, you will be required to take a stand concerning the reality and truth of God's word. There will be times when some will want to put tradition over and above the truth of God's word. And when that happens, Brandon, you must avoid the temptation to fall into tradition and hold fast to God's truth. And there will be others, Brandon, who will try to either add or take away from the revealed word of God. You will be required to be a defender of the faith. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says this. It says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." Brandon, I therefore charge you as deacon here at First Baptist Church to be a defender of the faith. Not only are you to be a defender of the faith, Brandon, but you are to be an evangelist who shares this faith. As we continue in the Acts narrative there with Stephen, the next episode that we observe of a deacon is found there in Acts chapter 8, which is of a man named Philip. Philip is the one who is called an evangelist. In Acts chapter 21 and verse 8, he is entitled the evangelist and is found here following the Lord's leadership in that passage. He's sharing his faith with another man. Brandon, you are to follow this example. As deacon here at First Baptist Church, you must be open to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and be willing to share this good news, this gospel message of Jesus Christ and his saving love with others as the Lord opens opportunities for you. And what is the core of this message which we share, which you are to share, Brandon? It's the very core gospel that the Apostle Paul expounded for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Listen with me, church, as I read the first four verses of 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says, "Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Brandon, never let the truth of the gospel message and the core of the gospel message stray away from you. Always be a defender of this message and an evangelist proclaiming this message. I therefore charge you as Deacon Brandon to be an evangelist and share your faith. Fourth, you are to be the standard by which others live out their Christian faith. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. list out for us the qualifications of a deacon. They are very clear and concise, and they have been reviewed with you. And you've been examined by this body of deacons and by myself, and the testimony of your Christian walk has been witnessed by this church. You've been examined and questioned by all of us, and you have been found, Brandon, to be a man of good reputation. You've been found to be a man full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and you've been recommended to be ordained and set apart this morning to this special office. Brandon, you need to realize that you will now be living in a glass house. Everything will be exposed. Both you and your wife are expected to conduct your lives openly and candidly before others. To you, Miss Victoria, would you please rise? I charge you, Victoria, to publicly support your husband in all things. You are to guard his reputation in every way. And if you disagree with him in any matter, that you do so in a private way. Brandon, you are to live your life so that others would want to imitate your Christian walk. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 says it this way. It says, be imitators of me, Paul is speaking. He says, be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Brandon, I charge you to walk worthy of the great calling with which you have been called. And I charge you to be the standard for which others follow in their Christian walk. And now, Brandon and Victoria, would you please come and be seated here at the altar? The setting apart of a deacon involves the charge to the deacon and his spouse, but it also requires a charge unto you as the church. Concerning the deacons of First Baptist Church, you as members also have a commitment to keep. First, you are to pray for these men. Church, I urge you to pray for these men that you see seated here, and Brandon, as you see seated in front of me this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. That requires effort from you, and these men are going to need it. Some of them need it more than others. Some of y'all get that in just a minute. The great Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon said his greatest strength came to him because the members of the church were praying for him. These deacons will be as strong as your prayers are, church. The same is found with deacons. Therefore, you should lift their names up before the holy throne of grace often. Second, these deacons need your support. Yes, they are your servants. Yes, they are slaves of our master, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But they need your support in return. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 shows us that Paul himself, the apostle, the great man of God himself, even received the support of the local church. And the truth is that no ministry can be an effective ministry without your support. As for these deacons and as for Brandon, as you see here this morning, you should support their service. You should support their decisions as long as they do not conflict or contradict the Word of God itself. You know, the famous country singer Tammy Wynette once sang a song, and it was titled, Stand By Your Man. How many of you remember that song? Yes, we remember that song. In this song, this country singer's song, it implies that sometimes her man was going to mess up. And you know what? Sometimes deacons mess up, don't they? We've all made mistakes. We all have shortcomings. Yet we are to stand by these men as those set aside and appointed for service unto the Lord. Victoria, I charge you to stand by your man. Sometimes, as a deacon, you have to deal with difficult situations. Sometimes, as a deacon, unpopular decisions have to be made. And the church needs to be there to support these men. I therefore charge you, church, to remember that it is God who calls men out, and it is God who supplies his gifts unto the church. And he has not called this man to the congregation to be a slave unto your will, but rather he has called this man to be a servant to do his will and serve those in need. So as we come to a close of setting apart Brandon Allen, from this day forward to this church, you will be known as Deacon Brandon. And to the Lord, you will now be his deacon. You will be known with the titles of his servant, his defender, his evangelist, and his standard bearer, serving him here at First Baptist Church. Brandon, these are the greatest titles that could ever be bestowed upon anyone. And I know that you will wear them well. Therefore, Deacon Brandon, I now charge you before this body of witnesses that you serve your office well. At this time, I would like to ask for anyone who is here who is ordained to the office of pastor or deacon, if they would please rise and come and lay hands upon Brandon and his wife and pray over them. Brother Jeff is going to play softly for us during this special time of prayer. And as our deacons finish with their prayers over this man and his spouse, I would invite anyone from the congregation, from the church body, who would like to come and bless them and to pray God's blessings over their ministry going forward, if they would quickly make their way to the altar to lay hands upon them. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before you now, Lord, and we ask great blessing upon Brandon and Victoria. We pray that you would provide for them a long and effective ministry as a deacon, serving the faithful here at First Baptist Church, tending to the needs of the church. And Father, that through this ministry, just as we read in Acts chapter 6, Father, that the word of the Lord would spread, and many would come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of the faithful here in this place would be inspired to walk according to his example. We ask these things today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I present you with this certificate of ordination as deacon here at First Baptist Church. Thank you. time, I would invite anyone from the congregation who would like to come up and bless Brandon and Victoria in their future ministry to come make your way quickly, and laying hands upon them and praying God's blessings over them, both young and old.
Great hymn of service, hymn 601 in the hymnal. Let's stand together and sing, "Teach Me, O Lord, I Pray." The same from Psalm 143:10, "Teach me to do your will, O Lord, for you are my God." Teach me, O Lord, I pray, your precious truth divine. Lead me to understand your word and make its precepts mine. Impart your wisdom, Lord. Shed light upon my way that I may know your boundless love. Teach me, O Lord, I pray. Use me, O Lord, I pray, to shed your light sublime, to rich and poor, to high and low, of every race and clime. Oh, may your flaming zeal burn constantly and true, till souls in darkness everywhere fall down and worship you. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Brandon and Victoria. Lord, we pray that from this day forward, they will be endued with a new vigor and a new filling of the Holy Spirit and a new love for you and for your service. Lord, thank you for them. Thank you for their lives. Bless them as they serve as deacon and wife amongst our congregation. Lord, guide us and direct us as Brandon and Victoria serve, that we will be supportive of them and we will love them as we never have before, a renewed love, them for us and us for them. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this time and upon these two that are being set apart for you. Guide us and direct us in all we do. In your name we pray. Amen.